Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday.
Obviously not the game the Bulls wanted, nor this sellout crowd here at the United Center at 21,698. Final score, Brooklyn 138, Bulls 112.
That was a country arse whooping.
Yep. That was old country style. Yeah.
62-60, the half, and you're feeling pretty. Then that third quarter comes, and you're like, I see here what we have is the elite of the NBA.
Vinnie Goodwill always makes us smarter about basketball.
The Bulls have been the most refreshing, great story in the NBA this year. And I think it's sustainable. I appreciate it. I really like it. I think they are a second-round team at the least. I think they have the coaching, the shot-making, the creativity, the defense. And to me, if you made the second round and your trajectory is going upwards, that means you're a move or two away. You're subtly away from being a real contender for a championship.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
Vinnie Goodwill.
I love you!
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi! Guess what? Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi, the Bernstein and Rahimi Show, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Those two stars are off today, so in for Bernstein and Rahimi today. I am Mark Grody, along with my guy from B96, from Fox 32's Bears Unleashed. He is everywhere. He is Gabe Ramirez.
Mark, this feels like the we're the replacements from that one movie. You know, we're
just, was it called The Replacements?
I think it's called The Replacements. I'll be Adam Sandler. You can be, I don't even know who the other guy was, but that's what I feel like today.
We will attempt to do it justice. And as I like to say, when filling in for these, you know, these main shows, I like to say that I am always here to provide job security. That's what I do for these shows when I come on. So they're going to be just fine. And we welcome you to join our show, Gabe Ramirez and I. We invite you to welcome or come on in to call or text at 312-644-6767. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. I know, Gabe, you're on Twitter and Instagram too. Where do they find you on the Twitter?
Chicago_Gabe. You know what's funny? It's like sports is dominated by Twitter. So my Twitter is lacking in terms of followers. But my Instagram, you know, I feel like that's where pop culture lives. So my IG is doing all right. But I always get down and out when I look at my Twitter and how few followers I have.
There was, ladies and gentlemen. You heard the cry for help. Gabe Ramirez came in here with a game plan. Follow this man on Twitter. Let's get him up to 10,000 followers today.
I would love
today.
That. You know what else I think is really cool that you guys do here at The Score? And it is the text line. You know, it gives fans an opportunity to really communicate in real time with you guys. You guys always do a fantastic job of reading the text messages that come in, something that we don't have over at B96. So I envy you guys for that one as well.
Yeah, the interaction is direct. It is immediate. And typically you can get a good feel for how good or how badly a segment might be going. And some of it is just downright dirty and personal and ugly and you suck. And the good thing is that if we so choose, we can also respond. But sometimes it's not the greatest idea.
Well, Mark, that's just when you work with Rosenblum.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple social media posts from that guy. So, yeah, I can understand that.
Oh, yes. The sometimes, well, oftentimes caustic Steve Rosenblum, with whom I will work tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 1 o'clock on the score, 2 o'clock or something like that. I think I'm always working.
Mark, but, what's the worst thing you've read on the text line? If you can think quickly.
Oh, my God.
That you can say on the air.
Yeah, that you can say on the air. Right?
I mean, I can't remember anything specific.
Oh, stop it.
No, but I mean, there's been God-awful.
Score listeners are harsh.
Oh, no, I know. I mean, there's some, it's the people that are mean-spirited. Like, I don't know. I mean, there's been plenty of you suck and you don't know what you're talking about and get off the radio.
My
and
favorite,
I hate your stupid impersonations.
I've seen enough of this where the texter goes out of its way to say, "This is a terrible show. I'm not listening anymore. I'm changing the channel." Well, thank you for letting us know, right?
Yeah. Well, usually
my favorite
that
is
means
when they tell us to shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I do look at it. I hate the criticism just like anybody else, but sometimes I do look at it as they kind of feel like they're in this with us, and they want us. Sometimes texters just want us to be better. They're not going to go anywhere. They say they're going to go somewhere, but sometimes they want better for us. Sometimes the texters don't understand that what we're doing is what we are saying is correct, and our opinions are probably better than theirs in a lot of cases. But sometimes, Gabe, they just want the best for us. They are here. They are playing along with us. They're not going anywhere, and they just want us to be better sometimes.
I like to think of it like we're all just in a big round table in the basement of someone's house watching sports, and they're just correcting us, because that's what you would do if you were with your homies. You're wrong.
And that's actually an annoying thing, but a good thing about the text line, that if you screw up a name or if you just got something off, 1,000 people will let you know that you got it wrong. So, and that's acceptable. It takes a lot for me to block somebody. I mean, you got to get really personal. I mean, if you want to talk about something that I said that you hate, that's fine. It gets exhausting, but you got to work hard for me to banish you from the board.
Well, I'll be checking the text line incessantly. So if you want to put something up there about me, I don't care. Put something up there about Grody. We'll be checking it all day, because that's what we want to do. We want to incorporate the listeners and talk about what's on the top of our minds today, right?
Of course. And we want to have plenty of time to talk about this next topic. And I will throw the question out there to the audience at 312-644-6767. And that is, should liking, supporting Justin Fields be a prerequisite, a requirement for both of the open Bears jobs? Should a general manager have to want to take on Justin Fields? Should that head coach be in full support of Justin Fields? I think the answer is an absolute, no doubt about it, yes. And I know that rubs some people the wrong way, that you go into an interview with there having to be a requirement, but I think that is important, and I would not hold it against the McCaskies if that was part of it. So when we return, Gabe, we're going to hear from George McCaskey along that line of questioning and try to figure out if he feels that way, because I think it's a little bit ambiguous, spoiler alert, and then you and I will talk about it, and we'll entertain phone calls and text messages at 312-644-6767. Mike Rankin is running the board today. Our executive producer is Rick Camp. Those are the gentlemen to whom you will speak, and the guys that have done a damn good job of putting this show together, which will include at 10 o'clock Adam Hoge from NBC Sports Chicago, Matt Miller from thedraftscout.com at 11, Joe Ostrowski from BetQL Daily and Early Odds will join us at 11:25. It is Mark Grody and Gabe Ramirez in for Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We will attempt to do it justice, and as I like to say, when filling in for these main shows, I like to say that I am always here to provide job security. That's what I do for these shows when I come on. So they're going to be just fine. And we welcome you to join our show, Gabe Ramirez and I. We invite you to come on in to call or text at 312-644-6767. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. I know, Gabe, you're on Twitter and Instagram too. Where do they find you on the Twitter?
Chicago_Gabe. You know what's funny? It's like sports is dominated by Twitter. So my Twitter is lacking in terms of followers, but my Instagram, you know, I feel like that's where pop culture lives. So my IG is doing all right. But I always get down and out when I look at my Twitter and how few followers I have.
There was, ladies and gentlemen, you heard the cry for help. Gabe Ramirez came in here with a game plan. Follow this man on Twitter. Let's get him up to 10,000 followers today.
I would love that. You know what else I think is really cool that you guys do here at The Score? And it is the text line. You know, it gives fans an opportunity to really communicate in real time with you guys. You guys always do a fantastic job of reading the text messages that come in, something that we don't have over at B96. So I envy you guys for that one as well.
Yeah, the interaction is direct. It is immediate. And typically you can get a good feel for how good or how badly a segment might be going. And some of it is just downright dirty and personal and ugly and you suck. And the good thing is that if we so choose, we can also respond. But sometimes it's not the greatest idea.
Well, Mark, that's just when you work with Rosenblum.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple social media posts from that guy. So, yeah, I can understand that.
Oh, yes. The sometimes, well, oftentimes caustic Steve Rosenblum, with whom I will work tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 1 o'clock on The Score, 2 o'clock or something like that. I think I'm always working.
Mark, but what's the worst thing you've read on the text line? If you can think quickly.
Oh, my God.
That you can say on the air.
Yeah, that you can say on the air. Right?
I mean, I can't remember anything specific.
Oh, stop it.
There's been
the God-awful. Score listeners are harsh.
Oh, no, I know. I mean, there's some, it's the people that are mean-spirited. Like, I don't know. I mean, there's been plenty of you suck and you don't know what you're talking about and get off the radio
my
and
favorite,
I hate your stupid impersonations.
I've seen enough of this where the texter goes out of its way to say, "This is a terrible show. I'm not listening anymore. I'm changing the channel." Well, thank you for letting us know, right?
Yeah. Well, usually
my favorite
that
is
means
when they tell us to shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I do look at it. I hate the criticism just like anybody else, but sometimes I do look at it as they kind of feel like they're in this with us, and they want us. Sometimes texters just want us to be better. They're not going to go anywhere. They say they're going to go somewhere, but sometimes they want better for us. Sometimes the texters don't understand that what we're doing is what we are saying is correct, and our opinions are probably better than theirs in a lot of cases. But sometimes, Gabe, they just want the best for us. They are here. They are playing along with us. They're not going anywhere, and they just want us to be better sometimes.
I like to think of it like we're all just in a big round table in the basement of someone's house watching sports, and they're just correcting us, because that's what you would do if you were with your homies. You're wrong.
And that's actually an annoying thing, but a good thing about the text line, that if you screw up a name or if you just got something off, 1,000 people will let you know that you got it wrong. So, and that's acceptable. It takes a lot for me to block somebody. I mean, you got to get really personal. I mean, if you want to talk about something that I said that you hate, that's fine. It gets exhausting, but you got to work hard for me to banish you from the board.
Well, I'll be checking the text line incessantly. So if you want to put something up there about me, I don't care. Put something up there about Grody. We'll be checking it all day, because that's what we want to do. We want to incorporate the listeners and talk about what's on the top of our minds today, right?
Of course. And we want to have plenty of time to talk about this next topic. And I will throw the question out there to the audience at 312-644-6767. And that is, should liking, supporting Justin Fields be a prerequisite, a requirement for both of the open Bears jobs? Should a general manager have to want to take on Justin Fields? Should that head coach be in full support of Justin Fields? I think the answer is an absolute, no doubt about it, yes. And I know that rubs some people the wrong way, that you go into an interview with there having to be a requirement, but I think that is important, and I would not hold it against the McCaskies if that was part of it. So when we return, Gabe, we're going to hear from George McCaskey along that line of questioning and try to figure out if he feels that way, because I think it's a little bit ambiguous, spoiler alert, and then you and I will talk about it, and we'll entertain phone calls and text messages at 312-644-6767. 247. Mike Rankin is running the board today. Our executive producer is Rick Camp. Those are the gentlemen to whom you will speak and the guys that have done a damn good job of putting this show together, which will include at 10 o'clock, Adam Hoge from NBC Sports Chicago, Matt Miller from thedraftscout.com at 11, Joe Ostrowski from BetQL Daily and Early Odds will join us at 11:25. It is Mark Grody and Gabe Ramirez in for Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.